Good morning. I'm Chrissy J, and welcome to another episode of Teach Your Thought, the podcast, where I'm taking a couple minutes of your time as you ease into the day, whether it's work, school, or whatever it may be, as I share what's on my mind, from lessons I've learned, reflections, to the takeaways from conversations I've had, and of course, I have my cup of tea by my side. This morning, I'm sipping on Teach Your Blend Summer Melange Sunrise, as I literally watched the sunrise. How poetic. I've spoken about this blend several times and honestly can't get enough of it. I love the flavorful mixture of mango and cranberry, providing a slightly sweet taste as the hibiscus brings a refreshing yet calming feel, slowly awakening my taste buds. You literally can't go wrong. Try it for yourself and head over to teachyourblends.com. I'll have the link in the description. All right. It's a new month, and it's actually in alignment with today's morning thoughts. It's National Self-Care Awareness Month, and we are continuing the self-care talk this morning. Now, I touched on boundaries and the act of minding your business as forms of self-care in my previous episodes. And recently, as I was soaking in the night skies, reading a book, it dawned on me, this right here wasn't an intentional self-care act. Meaning, I didn't tell myself I needed to practice self-care and I was going to lay down and be captivated by this book for hours and feel so relaxed or at peace. But it happened. And I loved it. Not living up to what social media tells us is classified as the right self-care is an act of self-care within itself. I was embracing the moment I was in, the feelings, and my environment. I was embracing the fact that I naturally allowed myself to be in the moment, to be at peace. Nothing forced, nothing structured to create the right feel or the right aesthetic. I allowed myself to just be, and that was self-care. Simply letting go and embracing the moment. And let's be real, embracing the moment can be super hard. All this to say that once again, practicing self-care can look extremely different for everyone. It's not linear. Self-care can be talking on the phone for hours with your best friend, or have a dance session in your bedroom, or taking that long shower or bath with your favorite body wash, or simply cleaning your home. I know I love that. Don't get hung up on what the right self-care practice looks like. What really matters is how you feel in that moment, how your mind, body, and spirit react to it, and that you embrace it all. And now I turn it to you. What parts of your self-care practice do you embrace the most? Think about it.